driving me crazy. I am a man who is fond of peace, but I'm warning the police to get ready for another war if a certain song don't cease. Oh, I've suffered long enough from the Vodo Dodo stuff. So listen, boys, cut out the noise, or I'll start getting rough. Stop playing the crazy thing, crazy words with a crazy swing. I've got those Vododio blues. Stop saying those crazy rhymes, gee, I've heard them a million times. I've got a 44 that I'll use if you refuse. All night long, I hear that song upon my radio. In cabarets and at the plays, they vodo, do, do, do. I hate it. That darn refrain is driving me insane. Stop, please help me lose those vodo, do, do, blues.
The first or the second time, my neighbor always have malicious feelings in mind. Look what my neighbor taken for life to walk about and molest with an ex-man wife. You know my neighbor as I know them too. These wrong things my neighbor shouldn't do. A little girl one night for walking alone, enjoying the moonlight on her way home. He pulled up her as she said, "You're fast." Then he held her wrong away and say, "You can't pass." The girl was so frightened, she started to bawl the way he held her. He carried on the dress and all. Early next morning, I get to know when the police and the girl stood in front of his door, calling up my neighbor name very hard, saying what you done last night, that was bad. My neighbor didn't answer nor show his face, because he know it was a bad disgrace. The girl spoke plain and people get to know, and then the police was open my neighbor door. Under the bed, my neighbor secret, and the policeman drag him out by his feet, saying, "Old man, you know what you done. I mean to carry you down in your long night gong." The people start to gather around, so he became the laughing stock and the clown. He said, "I'm going to give you all a serious shock, girl. I'll give you 10 pounds. Let us make it up." Just take a walk down St. Vincent Street. Me long tall neighbor, you sure to meet. Everybody, they know me neighbor, he fast. No kind of dress, me neighbor, don't pass. He got the money, he can always pay. But if I got the means to pull every day, you know the man, so I wouldn't call him. But I hope me neighbor wouldn't do it again.
Burning daylight, put out the lamplight. Here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming. The night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
What was that the guy said there? Music hath charms to soothe the savage breast, to soften rocks, or bend a knotted oak. Well, I believe it, especially about bending a knotted oak or softening rocks, because they've softened the rocks around our house. This is Radiola, and I got to tell you, this show is called I Hate Music. Now, not really, because obviously I wouldn't do a music show if I hated music, but I don't like music that other people try to inflict with their lack of consideration. So as a public service, I'm doing this show tonight, and also as a means of getting everything off my chest. But the music's good, so it'll justify it. But you'll understand once I get through why I say I hate music. Starting with Vodo Dodio Blues, Irving Kaufman, 1927. You heard Eddie Lang in there. Great recording. I've played that recently, but I wanted to play. That fit so well, I had to use it again. King Radio, My Neighbor. Yeah, My Neighbors. 1936, that was from Calypso Carnival on Rounder. And our theme, Wake Up Chillin'. Well, this music would wake up anybody. And I don't mean the music I'm playing. I mean the music I'm voicing an objection to. Or as I put it in my playlist, an animadversion to it. This is what it is. It's a harsh criticism, which I will dislodge as we proceed. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, Clinton, New York, WHCL.org. And feel free to boost the volume on this show to disturb your neighbors, because they need to hear some of it back. Here's Lou Stone and his band, El Boley on the vocal in 1938. Mama, I want to make rhythm.
was a prodigy, since he was a kid of three. He could play a rhapsody as good as they come. But as strange as it may be, Usher hated melody. He had a yen for timpani. He longed to play a drum. When his mother made him practice on the fiddle every day, he stopped right in the middle and he'd say, "Oh, mama, I want to make rhythm. Don't want to make music. Just want to go da di da di da di da di da da di 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 di. Oh, mama, I want to make hot shot. I want to make boomba. I want to go da ti la ha ti da ti la ha ta ti di ti di ha ha. I've got no desire to carry a shred of various but there's no limit of primitive tom-tom in my tom-tom. Oh, mama, I want to make rhythm. Don't want to make music. Just want to go da to da di to da ha to da di di to da ha di di ha ha."
That old police patrol. The best that I can wish it, I hope it falls off in some hole. But it doesn't want my love. And when that wagon gets you, make up your mind to go to jail. Not a lot of what I want when that wagon gets you, make up your mind to go to jail. Oh, he's just like a hound dog with a tin can tied to his tail.
Yes, I hate music, but not that music. I love that. That was Noble Sissle and his group. I think it was the Swingsters with Sidney Bechet. Well in evidence throughout that recording on Jungle Drums, 1938. Well, the drums I'm hearing in my neighborhood are asphalt jungle drums, which is to say they're amplified, highly amplified. And you don't need to be you don't need to have keen hearing to be swayed by them. In fact, plaster cracks when they are played. Before that, Henry Allen's New York Orchestra, Patrol Wagon Blues, 1930. Well, I'll get to that in a minute. Lou Stone and his band, Al Boley, Mama, I Want to Make Rhythm, 1938. Yeah, I want to make rhythm. Yeah, I sure do. Patrol Wagon. Well, you get neighbors, and they're not. Sometimes they just don't have any consideration, and consideration is very important. So when people decided to open up a party house across the street from me, we started calling. I hate to call the cops. I don't like to do it. I just feel like I don't like to bother the cops. Don't want to get tied into the whole civic authority thing. But in this case, it was necessary, and so we did. And the other night, and I got to tell you this because this is good. This is real good. We called up the cops on these the second time, and so we go out onto the porch, and their party's in full swing. They got music playing. They got piggyback rides. It's like they've got a festival going on at midnight, and mock fighting, horseplay, all this other stuff, and possibly substances being enjoyed or consumed on premises and on the sidewalk. Then suddenly, as if like a swarm of gnats, everything disappeared. The sound went off, the people went away, and the cops showed up. So they've got a police scanner. Cute, ain't it? Another observation I have is that this music, when the cars are different too, because we live in an area when everybody feels like they've got to have a car radio that's that you could use to control crowd opposition with, and I just think when I hear those cars going down the street, it reminds me, or it feels as if I'm living in a pond amongst the world's biggest and meanest bullfrogs. It's like a bunch of bullfrogs on the prowl with their deep rivets, which crack the rivets. And here are the Six Brown Brothers in 1916. Bullfrog Blues.
Thank you. Thank you. girls sweat a rhythm, and the children play the rhythm, and the buddies love that rhythm. Oh, the breeze is slow the rhythm, and the river flow the rhythm. Every flower was in rhythm all day through. Every dance and every melody, act according to the recipe. Everybody fuck rhythm, everybody duck rhythm, and it seems like fucking do that rhythm, man.
That's not all that sways the rhythm. depends on where you live. I guess that's what it is. Sometimes a lot of, the rhythm never ceases. People have to live in a constant twitching, to propel them through life to do those things which they sometimes would. They're just. It's like an external pacemaker is what it is. It just sort of keeps you going. But what if you don't need an external pacemaker? And your heart is beating to the beat of a different drum, such as Zooty Singleton on that record. I think it was Zooty. If not, I'll be corrected by somebody. But it's just, oh my goodness. That rhythm man, that was Louis Armstrong and his orchestra in 1929. Before that, we had Lonnie Johnson and Eddie Lang, Bullfrog Moan. 1929, beginning with the six Brown brothers, and I think most of them were brothers, actually. Bullfrog Blues, 1916. Yes, that's that rhythm there. The rhythm there, the constant throbbing, the groaning and thumping and heaving of rhythm. Do we really need it? Are we addicted to rhythm? I think it's probably one of the worst things you could be addicted to. If you can't live without it, it's like smoking. You can listen to your music. You're smoking somewhere and the smoke travels, but if you're listening to music and you got to listen to it loud, it's even worse. I think it's worse for you, too. And I'll come up with studies to say that, but it's worse for some people. In this week's New Yorker, there was an interesting piece in the Talk of the Town section called Blam about how they used music during the Gulf War we've got going now, and all the different things, Afghanistan and Iraq, and how they use heavy metal to get them all hyped up to want to go and do bad things to other people. and yes, it's what else would you feel like doing listening to that stuff? It doesn't make you happy. It doesn't cheer you up. It doesn't bring any joy in your life. It just makes you want to go and kick some whatever it is you have to kick, whichever end it is. And it's a great. Some of this stuff is unreadable over the air, but it's well worth your attention. It was in the most recent New Yorker. And it does talk about how this music just amps people up. It doesn't just have power to soothe the savage breast. It has power to make the breast savage. And we know that. Why get yourself into a knot? It's a bacchanalian type thing going here. And the last sentence I'll read to you. Plato thought that different musical scales could have different effects on the human condition. We tend to have a misconception about music, that it is this thing that delights the senses, elevates the spirit. While I like that idea, it is only part of what music has been. And if that person were to come to my neighborhood, they'd find out that's absolutely true. Yes, indeed. It revs people up to go to war. And here are the revelers going to war. Strike up the band. 1930.
Let the trumpets call. Sing it out. Climb the people shout. Hooray! Strike up the band. Here comes the band. Here the cymbals ring. Ching, ching, calling one and all. Sing it out. To the marshal swing. Left, right. Strike up the band. Here comes the band. There is work to be done, to be done. There's a war to be won, to be won. Come, you son of a gun. Take your stand. Fall in line, yay, fall.
Rum, bum, bum.
Come along, let's go. Yeah, Joe, come on, swing out.
20 shots on the drums. Save the world with that going on. My, my.
My friend, the time has come when all good men must get together, like birds of a different feather, if you want to have sunny weather. Let's do away with swing. Everywhere throughout the nation, there is too much syncopation, and we need cooperation to stop this thing. On the level, we're in between the devil, and if you'd rather be right, let's get in there and fight. Down with rhythm and down with king, down with everything that swings. I'm against rhythm, I'm against heat. I hate to listen to the hot music you hear with your feet. I'm against army, I'm against king, but I get out of hand when I hear a band that swings. I'm against going to town, who cares about going to town? I'm against doing the this, doing the that, doing the shoe-secuing. I could be happy, but for one thing, could commit a crime against, I'm against all swing.
Arthur Schwarzstone. I forget who the other culprit involved there, but that was from a show that was kind of a modest flop, Between the Devil. But this group, the Tune Twisters, were in there too, but they didn't sing that song, I don't think. I'm Against Rhythm, 1938. And I hate music. Other people's music, I should say, that is being forced on me. And before that, Tommy Dorsey, Edith Wright, getting into it. Rhythm Saved the World, 1936. And, there's some baleful signs in there, things that you don't want to encourage, beginning with Strike Up the Band. We don't know what we're fighting for, but we didn't know the last time. See? At least there was satire in there, and I think that was a satire, but very astute satire. And I hope I'm, not that people would say that about me always, but tonight I'm just venting, and I thought I'd vent here. This is WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, WHCL.org. We're going to continue now with James P. Johnson. You've got to be modernistic. Who says you got to be?
have run a beat. Any near drum in my eardrum blows me off my seat. You're the unexpected, disconnected time. Let me drink in sleep and think in futuristic rhyme. Must you blow that bum boom bum not not all night through? When you know that nut nut dee doo bum bum makes me goofy. Futuristic rhythm, dance until I drop. Ever higher, I'm a fire, don't you ever stop.
As I said, I hate music, but I love that record, and I've loved that record for 30 years. Mel's Blue Rhythm Band, The Futuristic Jungleism, 1931. And that's what it is. It's more amplified. Asphalt jungleism, you might say. Before that, Futuristic Rhythm, Frank Trumbauer singing there. You heard Bix, and that's worth the price of admission alone, 1929. Beginning with James P. Johnson, You've Got to Be Modernistic. Sometimes I beg to differ with that. That was 1930, and, just great stuff. But, I hate music, so... But I don't hate that. That's good. I make a distinction here. I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola, and it may sound confusing, but I'll get the hang of it eventually. Radiola, and you're listening to WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. One little program note: next week, please tune in early, 6 p.m. Listen to Mark Fuller, Retro Country, and that is good stuff. You got to listen to that old stuff. I like the older country. It's not like watered down rock and roll. It really feels, it's melodic. It still has a tradition of Western swing and honky tonk in there. Lovely stuff. And also, in a couple of weeks, there will be a reggae festival. Now, this sounds like I'm going as final purposes, but believe me, I'm not here. A friend of mine wanted me to mention this. Reggae festival for climate protection. It's up at Gelston Castle Estate, which is off Route 28. You'll find a way to get there. But they have a couple of days of stuff. They have one day of speakers and a VIP show. That's Saturday, July 11th. Lots of other events going on there. Speakers, street soccer, domino tournament, solar-powered tanning. Well, we do that anyway. Green vendors and food stuff, too. And Sunday is when all the reggae comes out, beginning at noon. And you have some marvelous stuff here. If you enjoy reggae, is a positive music. It has a nice backbeat and it's relaxing and it's okay. So if you're interested in this, and tickets are $20 before July 4th, so call before July 4th if you're interested. Call 315-574-0138. Call 315-574-0138. And if you really are interested, send me an email and I'll get this information back out to you. At least in a minor way, but I can't tell you too much because I got other stuff going on. But here we're going to back into the show. Here's a couple of things. I think Gilbert and Sullivan always said it best, and this one really says it best, from 1936 production of Mikado by the Doyle Art Opera Company. Sidney Granville on the being Pooh Bah here. It's so please you, sir. Yes, so pardon us.
So please you, tell me my strange lips, if we have been in Yankee camp. To walk the matter place so high, we shall know better by and by. But you have some cold, some heavy, blink some cold enough, some broad enough. And do you think of the taxi spring be hard on us, be hard on us, if we are inclined to dance and sing la 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 la. But you have some cold, some heavy, blink some cold enough, and do you think of the taxi spring be hard on us.
I think you ought to recollect you cannot show too much respect towards a highly titled youth, but nobody does, so why should you? The Duke of Dash should have it, fling it hard on us, it's hard on us, to up his rocket if we cling so far on us, so far on us, if we decline to dance and sing la 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la as someday it may happen that a victim must be found. I've got a little list of society offenders who might well be underground and who never would be missed, who never would be missed. There's the pestilential nuisances who write for autographs, all people who have flabby hands and irritating laughs, all children who are rough in dates and floor you with them flat, all persons who in shaking hands shake hands with you like that. And all the persons who on spoiling tete-a-tete insist, they'd none of them be missed, they'd none of them be missed.
He's got them on the list, he's got them on the list, and there's none of them be missed, there's none of them be missed.
There's the banjo serenader and the others of his race, and the piano organist, I've got him on the list, and the people who eat peppermint and puppet in your face, they never would be missed. They never would be missed. Then the idiot who phrases with enthusiastic tone, all centuries but this, and every country but his own. The lady from the provinces who dresses like a guy, who doesn't think she waltzes, but rather like to try. And that singular anomaly, the scorching bicyclist, I don't think she'd be missed. I'm sure she'd not be missed.
He's got her on the list. He's got her on the list. And I don't think she'll be missed. I'm sure.
There's the man who wears a wristwatch with an irritating blink that goes off on his wrist. I've got him on the list. The way it wakes the stalls up when they've just gone off to sleep. He never would be missed. He never would be missed. There's the yuppie with his car phone like a crazed orangutan. To think that all that awful junk is made here in Japan. Like electronic keyrings that you buy and never lose, and furry dice you fondle when you want to hear the news, and worst of all, those Walkmans that go. They'd none of them be missed. They'd none of them be missed.
You may put them on the list. You may put them on the list, and none of them be missed.